Welcome to New Shooter Canada. Please remember that the show's content and word pronunciation is simply the opinion of the hosts and their guests.
Well, all I've got is my life being free. Close so I'm up, you can't take that from me, and you should know it.
Hello and welcome to New Shooter Canada, episode 98. This week I am joined by Mike. Mike, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
Not too bad. All right, so this week we're going to talk about the Olympics and more specifically the shooting in the Olympics and just run down some of the medal winners and highlight a couple Canadian shooters since they've pretty much got no chance of getting any media, regular media. But before we get to that, how about we start in what we did in guns? And I'm going to be a little selfish and go first because mine is blank as usual. I have not been out shooting. I don't even remember last time I was out shooting, so.
Come on, George, you have like a 3-week window here.
I know. It's been with health problems and that, I haven't been on the show for a couple weeks, so. I don't know. I don't have much of an excuse.
Nope, you don't.
And Wanda's chomping at the bit. Actually, next week, I know I always say this, next week I'm going shooting, and then I never do go shooting. But next week we have planned to take Wanda's boys shooting, and they've booked time off work. So if I got to get rolled in on a wheelchair or a hospital gurney, I'm going shooting next weekend.
Okay. Have you taken them shooting before?
The one son I haven't, the younger son I have.
Okay. So still pretty new for both of them.
Yeah, right. So I think my dad's going to be joining us, so
okay. It
should be a good time.
A whole family gathering.
Yes. So they'll have to make sure they're on their best behavior.
Not them I'm worried about.
I got to watch what I say because, you know, in case there's an accident. Oh, he said on the show that he made a joke. Maybe it wasn't a joke. Anyways, but yeah, so I haven't done anything this week, so hopefully, fingers crossed, all goes well. I'll have something to report next week.
Yeah.
So hopefully. What did you do in guns?
Well, going back about 2 weeks, I forgot to mention, when I went to SFRC with Sarah, the whole reason why we drove all the way down to Kingston was because I had bought some bullets off the guy in Kingston. So they're a bunch of 158 grain Campro bullets. These are like a conical nose, flat point. So these should work a lot better with the speed loaders because they'll actually kind of guide themselves into the chambers. So, of course, now that I had that, I had to reload Hopaw 38 Special just to get it in there for my next match. I meant to go shooting about a dozen times with a fellow shooter I found out that lived a block away from me.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I know. That was pretty amazing. And we just couldn't get it together. And we never ended up getting out there. But I did receive my new gun, my P-239 in the mail. I was excited about that. That came through pretty quick.
Nice. You gotta love it when a gun comes in the mail.
Oh yeah, I was surprised how fast it came too. But yeah, so I got that. And then just Friday, I went to the range and I did a little bit of shooting before I helped with the match setup. So when I was there, I tested the reloads that I did for my 38 Special. Which all worked fine, worked great. I didn't do a proper sight in. I just kind of stood at 10 yards and shot, and they were relatively good for me shooting at 10 yards, so I was happy with it. I also brought out my Tokarev. I mentioned before on the show that whenever you shoot, it would not eject the spent brass casing, and the slide would just slam it back into the chamber, and then it would jam in there, and you would need like a hammer to get it out.
Right.
It would stick in there so much. Well, I'd been thinking about doing a 1911 project, buying a cheap Chinese, you know, the Norinco 1911s, and seeing if I could go with the old polishing a turd theory and turn it into something nice.
Good thing Thomas isn't joining us tonight, because he'd be screaming at you right now.
Oh, I know. But anyway, so I thought about doing that, and then I kind of thought, well, I have this Tokarev downstairs, which is similar to a 1911. And I thought, why not, if I'm going to accidentally mess up a gun, why not mess up this gun that doesn't work? So I kind of thought, well, I'll take it to the range and, you know, test it out, kind of get like a starting point on it. And of course it ran fine. Not I only brought enough for a few magazines, but they just like I started by doing slow firing from about 5 yards away, and it was making beautiful small groups with it. And then after that, I thought, okay, I'm just trying to make this thing jam. So I just pretty much shot as fast as I could, and everything just fed through it just fine. So I'm not sure.
Of course.
I'm not sure if it's just because, you know, now that I've given up on the gun, now it's going to work or what, but.
It's not usually how it works.
No. So, I mean, I'm surprised by it. I might still go ahead and butcher this thing just to see what I could do with a little bit of mechanical skill.
I just squealed on you to Thomas.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you'll be hearing from him.
Lovely. and then I shot my new P239, the new gun I got, and I really like it. I mean, it's not a competition gun. It's a single stack 9mm. So it's it only holds, I think, 8 rounds of 9. So it's not really I wouldn't exactly be getting any competitive advantage by using this in competition, but I liked it. It ran fine, ran great. The slide wasn't locking back on it, but I figure I just need to work it in a little better and hopefully that'll fix itself. And then, yeah, so after I did that, I helped set up for the match. And then because I was SOing the next day, I shot it. Shooting it went, well, it was frustrating shooting it because, well, I could only really compare myself to the other 5 SOs that were there.
Right.
But when I was comparing, when, you know, on a couple of the stages where, you know, when things were just clicking for me, I was keeping, you know, I wasn't necessarily, okay, I wasn't keeping pace with the guys that were shooting semis, but I was only a couple seconds behind with my revolver. So I was quite happy about that, with how well I was doing. And then, of course, I had to go blow a reload. I went to use the speed loader, and I put the rounds in. The speed loader clicked, so it let go of the round. And I flung it away so fast that some of the rounds caught on it and threw the rounds back out of the cylinder. Now, in IDPA, you can't leave ammunition behind.
Right.
It's, you know, the whole, you know, you might need that ammunition if you're in an actual gunfight. So I had to quickly make sure, get those rounds that were kind of halfway in the cylinder, get them in, and then look around the ground. Oh, there's one. Quickly pick them up and then shoot.
Jeez.
Yeah, and it was frustrating because I probably added 10 seconds onto my time by doing that. But I never did actually do the math to see what I would have gotten in penalties if I just said screw it and just shot and just said I'll take the penalties and leave the rounds on the ground. But
yeah.
But well, I had a,
it would have been more of a fun match too, right?
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, and because we set up so late in the day, we were actually, the last stage, we were just hustling through because we were approaching dusk, and my range, you can shoot up to dusk.
Yeah, same
and of course. Mine. Yeah, and of course, I was the last shooter on the very last stage for it. So I was rushing, and I screwed up something right at the beginning, and because of that, I had a mental brain fart, and the stage was 12 rounds, so that's exactly 2 cylinders. Six, right. And six. Well, I come around a corner, shoot twice, look at the next target, shoot twice, and I thought, I didn't like that. I want to put an extra one on it.
Shoot again.
You could just hear everyone behind me go, oh, why did he do that? So, yeah, I had a couple mess ups. I was a little frustrated by that, but the stages that I was doing good on, I was quite impressed by it. So I think I just got to keep up with the revolver. I just need more practice. That's really what it is.
Right.
Yeah, so need to practice those reloads, and hopefully things will go better. And then yesterday, Saturday, I SO'd my first match.
And how'd that go?
It went well. I got a little bit of pushback from some of the shooters, but as I was told in my SO course, you're going to get that every time. So, I mean, it went well. I had no real complaints, and I think some of the guys were going easy on me knowing that it was my first time being an SO, so it was good.
Now, the most important question, did anyone shoot themselves?
Nope, no DQs.
There you go. That's a successful run then.
Yep.
So that's cool.
Yep.
All right, guns in the news. We don't really have any guns in the news, but just if you guys are out on Facebook land, you've probably seen Tracy Wilson from the CCFR. She was interviewed by the Ottawa Sun, and she just posted up. Apparently, it was the print edition as well as online. She thought it was just online. Her and Wendy Kuchier, or whatever her last name is, they were both interviewed. So if you're interested in checking that out, it's obviously on firearms ownership and such. So check out the Ottawa Sun website, or if you're a friend with Tracy on Facebook, I'm sure you've probably seen the links shared.
Oh, yeah, we'll probably share it before this episode comes out.
Yeah, and we don't really have much else in the news. Obviously, the Olympics are going on, so we're not going to cover that in the news. We're going to do that as our main topic. So, okay, so that will so we'll move on to our main topic, which is the Rio Games. And this was kind of a last minute topic choice, which was a lot of it was kind of generated by a news story about an American shooter, actually, which I had on my phone here. American Kim Rhode just became the first person in this year's Summer Olympics to win six consecutive Olympics and the first woman ever to do so in history of the Olympics. This woman is just a powerhouse. She shoots skeet, and she has been totally and completely ignored by the mainstream media. So kind of got me thinking, you know what? How about we cover the shooting events on our show this week, since they're not going to be getting any love from any other media sources. So bear with us, folks. This is, like I said, I kind of threw this at Mike last minute, and so we're going to kind of do a bit of winging. So the first thing I wanted to cover off was our Canadian athletes and showcase them. And I was kind of surprised we only have two athletes at the Olympic Games that are shooting, Cynthia Meyer and Linda. Sorry, Linda, your last name I'm going to butcher. K Jaco.
Sounds good.
It's an Asian last name. I'll own it. So I'll cover off Cynthia Meyer, and Mike, if you want to cover off Linda. So I'll start with Cynthia. She was actually born in the U.S., New York, New York. Her home province is British Columbia, and she's currently residing in British Columbia. She has been in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different games. She started 1996 in Atlanta, 2000 in Sydney, 2004. Oh, sorry, she's got. Sorry, she competed in two events in Sydney, two events in Athens, and now she is competing in Rio. So she finished 7th place, and she competed in trap. Some notable international results. She, like I said, she just finished 7th in trap, 2004, 11th in double trap, 16th in trap. In 2000, she finished 5th in double trap and 10th in trap. And 1996, she finished 15th in double trap. She also competed in some Commonwealth Games, and she did 4th in double trap. That was 2014. She got bronze in trap pairs in 2010, and silver in trap pairs in 2006, and double trap pairs. She got silver. Actually, in 2006, she did quite well. She got two silvers and a bronze. 2002, she got a gold, a silver, a bronze, and two bronze. So she has in the Commonwealth side of things, she has some medals, and so that is Cynthia Meyer. Mike, tell us about Linda.
So Linda, she was born in Winchester, Ontario, and now she's out in Alberta, Calgary, Alberta. And this is actually her first Olympics. She competed in two events. She competed in the 10-meter air pistol. She also competed in the 25-meter air pistol. that this year, in the Pan Am Games in 2015, she got gold in the 10-meter air pistol, gold in the 25-meter pistol. And in 2003, she got bronze in the 10-meter air pistol. At the Commonwealth Games in 2014, she came 5th in the 10-meter air pistol and 17th in the 25-meter pistol. And in 2010, she came 6th in the 10-meter air pistol. So it sounds like she's relatively new to the scene compared to most competitors.
Yeah, there's not... we're getting this off of the Olympic.ca website. She's fairly new to the shooting competition. So there's not, she doesn't quite have her bio built up yet, but she is certainly working on it.
Yep. And it sounds like she did great at the Pan Am Games. So hopefully she'll keep it up and we'll see her at the next Olympics.
Yep. All right. So that's it. Surprised. I was kind of surprised when I looked into it, but those are the only two Canadian shooters at the Rio Olympics. We got the two ladies and that's it, which was kind of surprising. And so that got me thinking, well, what shooting sports do they have in the Olympics? So I thought, well, I'll look it up. Seems like a logical thing to do. So the events they have in the Olympics are, for the men, are the 10-meter air rifle, the 50-meter rifle prone, 50-meter rifle three positions, 50-meter pistol, 25-meter rapid fire pistol, 10-meter air pistol, trap, double trap, and skeet. That's for the men. For the women, they have, these are the events, 10-meter air rifle, 50-meter rifle three position, 10-meter air pistol, 25-meter pistol, trap, and skeet. So this year, what I thought we would do, or for this episode rather, is we just kind of run through the results for the shooting events and just kind of take it from there. So the 10-meter air rifle for the men, the gold went to Italy, and I actually thought I'd read off these names, but yeah, I'm just going to say the country, because I can, because I'm lead host, and that's what I'm going to do. So gold for 10-meter air rifle, gold went to Italy, silver went to the Ukraine, and bronze went to Russia.
Yep, and for the 50-meter rifle prone men, the gold went to Germany, the silver went to Korea, and the bronze went to Russia.
The Russians. 50-meter rifle three positions. Gold went to Italia, silver went to Russia, and bronze went to France.
The 50-meter pistol men, gold went to Korea, silver went to Vietnam, and bronze went to North Korea.
25-meter rapid-fire pistol, gold went to Germany, France got the silver, and China got the bronze. I gotta say, like, when I see countries like France and some of these countries that have such oppressive gun laws, it kind of surprises me that they're like competing and doing well in these competitions.
Well, it's one of those things though where it doesn't really matter what your country's gun laws are like. The government almost will give you a bypass for things like Olympic shooting, right?
Yeah.
They see the Olympic shooting as a legitimate reason to have an air pistol.
Well, and that's right? Yeah, that's true. These are all air pistols too, right?
Yeah. Whereas I'm sure if you lived in France and you said, oh, I want to compete in cowboy action, they would laugh at you and say, that's not a legitimate sport.
Yeah, true. Right?
Unless you can bring us home a hunk of gold for doing it, then it ain't legitimate.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think there's a lot of truth into that.
Yeah. But anyways, continuing on, the 10-meter air pistol men, gold went to Vietnam, silver went to Brazil, and bronze went to China.
All right, and trap. This actually kind of surprises me. I thought we haven't seen any Americans yet in the standings, which is kind of surprising. Trap Men went to Croatia, and Silver went to Italia, and Great Britain got bronze. Although Great Britain, I think they do have a long standing tradition of being trap shooters and skeet. So that that's not too surprising, but. You know, I wouldn't think of Croatia as a powerhouse for the shooting sports, but good on them. Good on Glasnovic. Glasnovic. Good on you, Glasnovic.
Yeah, I think because that comes from hunting, right?
Yes.
Trap shooting and skeet shooting, so yep. it leads into that sport, whereas air pistol really doesn't come, you know, you don't see too many hunters, you know, in their spare time go shoot air pistols from 10 meters.
No, unless you're Matthew.
No. anyways, the double trap men. Gold went to an independent Olympic athlete. I'll try and pronounce his name because he's independent. You know what? Fihad Aldihani.
IOA.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's independent Olympic athlete. I know that they were doing the refugees had their own team. I don't know if they're part of that. I think it's pretty much if you don't want to say that you're from a certain country, don't want to represent a country, but you're good enough to get into the Olympics, then you can be independent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then silver went to Italy and bronze went to Great Britain.
So the skeet men's winners, this is our last category. Italy again, I guess, which makes sense. They make really nice shotguns, so I guess they must be a powerhouse for shotgun sports.
Well, Beretta, aren't they? Isn't Beretta like the oldest manufacturer of firearms?
I think so. Yeah,
still around. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Sweden, Svensson, Marcus Svensson got silver, and oh, here we go. IOA, independent Olympic athlete, and. I'm not going to try. Abdullah. I'll say Abdullah. I can pronounce that part.
Okay.
And the other guy was an Arabic name too. So yeah, they must be that refugee thing. I wonder if that's what they're part of.
Yeah, they could be.
Well, that's pretty good that if that's the case that they're still able to compete, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, even though how you don't have necessarily a country to represent, but you're still an athlete. You know, worthy of being in the Olympics.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the one guy won gold, right? In the double trap.
Yeah. So, yeah, he definitely has some skill. But that's it for the men. So now we're moving on to the women's side of things. The 10-meter air rifle, gold went to the U.S. Silver and bronze both went to China.
That's almost similar to the 50-meter rifle three positions, except for gold went to Barbara from Germany, and I'm not gonna try that last name, and China got silver and bronze was won by Du Li. That was easy to pronounce.
Are you just picking out the easy names to pronounce?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's how I roll.
The 10 meter air pistol for the women. China got gold, Russia got silver, and Greece got bronze. And I believe this was one of the competitions that Linda was in, and I believe she got 38th in it.
Oh, right. And the next one is the 25-meter pistol women's, and Greece. Look at them go. Wow. The Greek women. Don't mess with them because they could take you out from 10 and 25 meters. Greece got gold. Germany, Monica, got silver. And Switzerland. We're going to call that Switzerland. Gerber Heidi. It's S-U-I, but it's the red flag with the white cross. I'm like, Swiss Army.
Yeah, that's Switzerland.
Switzerland. Yeah, Swiss Army. Yeah. Switzerland. We'll go with they got the bronze.
Yep, and this event Linda was also competing in, and she got 38 again in this event. So, continuing on, the trap portion for the women, Australia got gold,
Good on that.
New Zealand got silver, and USA got bronze. And I believe this is the event that
Cynthia was in.
Cynthia was in, and she came seventh.
Good on her.
Yeah, she made it to the semifinals, so that's good for her.
All right, so that brings us to the skeet. We've got Italy got gold, Italy got silver, and Kimberly Rhode got bronze. And we kind of mentioned her earlier. She was kind of my inspiration for taking kind of, I hijacked the main topic and kind of, since I was lead host, I made an executive decision and decided we're going to do this. And then like throw in a surprise curveball at the last minute. So that covers off the shooting events for the Olympics. Like I said, when I read the story about Kimberly, kind of got me curious and clicking around to find out, what are the events of the Olympics and that, because I've never really looked into it, and I was kind of surprised to see how many events there are. And so we thought, you know what? Why don't we give some love to our Olympic shooters, international and domestic? So, good job to Cynthia and Linda for making it to the Olympics. Good on you guys, and congratulations and good job to everyone that medaled and all the competitors. So, all right, that's going to bring us to events. So I'll take event number one because it's longer and I'm a nice guy. What can I say? Don't be too quick to agree. Barry Gun Club, 4th annual Ladies' Day is on Sunday, October 4th, from 12 to 5. There's no experience necessary and no firearms license is required, as you'll be supervised by one of the safety instructors to help the lady shoot. There's a $20 registration fee, with all proceeds going to Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. For registration or for more information, please contact Susan Rattel at susan.rattel@barrygunclub.org.
And event number two is the Aztec Armory Algonquin Cup 2016 Level 2 IDPA match at the Eagle Lake Gun Club in Sundridge, Ontario. It's on September 18th, and for more information, please visit algonquincup.ca.
All right, and this brings us to listener email. Do you want me to take the first one?
Whichever one you want.
All right. Well, I took the longer event, so I'll give you the longer email. Hey guys and gals. Well, there's only two guys now, but
You could put on a pretty dress.
I'm not touching that. I've had a couple beers, so. Moving on. Just picked up a Ruger 10/22 Tactical and in need of your input. Is a DNZ one piece mount, mounts directly to receiver, better or worse than two Weaver scope mounts and supplied Weaver rail? Also, I have heard 22 long rifle ammo brands mentioned, but I was wondering if there are different bullet weights or is 40 grain the norm? Keep up the great work. Love the show, James. James, I really wish we had Thomas on tonight because he is like the guru, the rain man of Ruger 10/22s and this type of topic. Mike, do you have anything? Do you?
So I have a few things here for this. Generally, the only reason why you do a two-piece mount as opposed to a one-piece mount is if you're using a bolt-action gun where the bolt is directly underneath the scope and a scope rail may interfere with the ejection of the casings, or if you're hand loading from like the top, like if you have to just press them down into an internal magazine, then that rail can get in the way. In the case of a 10/22, there's really no reason to get a two-piece as opposed to a one-piece. And not to mention, with a two-piece, there's a chance that the two rail pieces may not be perfectly aligned with each other. And that could account for some inconsistencies when you're trying to mount your scope, as opposed to if you have a one-piece, it you know, it's going to be perfectly in line with itself. So that would make a lot more sense for getting consistency out of a gun. As for the specific DND brand, I don't know that specific brand.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah. And then when it comes to 22 rimfire ammo, most bullet weights come in 40 or 36. Now, you can find some stuff that goes higher, and you can find some stuff that goes lower. But to be honest, I haven't tested bullet weight so much as I just test brand. So when I go to the store, if I'm testing for grouping with my 10/22, I would just buy different brands. Generally, each brand will have whatever weight they like, and you just buy that one, right? So the Remington stuff might all be 40, so you just buy a box of that. I don't worry about the specific weight. I just buy the brand and test that ammunition.
I wish I could say the same thing. I stay away from the Federal Blue Box. I'm not a big fan of that stuff. Other than that, I buy what's cheap and which goes bang. My skill set is nowhere near the level to be able to really compare different brands. If the gun runs it, I'm happy. Like I've got the M22 pistol, and it's the only 22 I have that's fussy when it comes to ammo. I run the CCR AR Tactical through it, no problems. But other than that, I kind of do the same thing. I buy it by the brand, not so much the bullet weight.
Yeah, I think it would be different if we were, I'm sure that, you know, a professional sharpshooter, one of these Olympic athletes we were just talking about, could really tell you the difference. But at least to me, when it comes to bullet weight, it almost matters more to me when it comes to reloading, because there's more variables you can control. But with 22, you're pretty much buying it, and whatever's in the box is what you get.
Yeah.
So, and just because you spend more on ammunition doesn't always mean it will work better. What's that ammunition? Kelly always went on and on.
Agula. Yeah, she really liked that stuff.
Yeah, and Sarah's 10/22 loves it. Mine hates it. Which, like, my 10/22, it actually likes, I think it is the Federal Blue Box stuff that you're saying that you don't buy.
Yeah.
Mine loves it. It makes tight little groups with it. But the Agula stuff, it looks like a shotgun pattern. So,
yeah,
it's really something that you kind of have to... And I know 22 prices are going up, and it hurts when you have to do this, but you have to buy a box of everything, right, to find out what works.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I do. Like, right now I've been running the Federal autoloader white box stuff, and everything that I feed it through, with the exception of the M22, I don't think it runs in the M22, but everything else, it runs it, it's happy. You know, I'm a strong proponent that when my groupings are no longer affected by my skill, then I'll start getting fussy. So I'm kind of the last person to pass judgment on that sort of stuff, because my skill level is not does not surpass the quality of ammo or firearm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about shooting out of a rest, not me and my skill.
I like to go and I like to go and make noise and put holes in paper.
Oh, yeah.
right now, my dad and I are on a big Mosin kick right now. So that's what we've been shooting. A little bit bigger than a 22 long rifle.
Yeah, a little bit more powder behind that.
A little wee bit. But it's fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. And as long as you're having fun, that's what's important, right?
Oh, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, James. And that brings us to Jay.
Hello. We've been listening to your podcast for a while now and really enjoy the wide variety of discussions and topics here. More often than not, New Shooter Canada is the go-to podcast to pass the time getting to and from work and the range. We think you guys pass on some great tips and experiences for new shooters, and we wish there were shows like this back when we first got into the hobby years ago. Please keep up the great work. We've been lucky enough to dabble and expand a little further into our hobby and start a small training company based on training, certifications, and experiences from our day jobs. Please give us a look at Amatura Group Limited, or LTD.com, as we'd love to hear from what you folks think. Cheers, Jay.
Thank you, Jay, for the feedback. And if anyone else out there is listening and would like to contact the show, please send any feedback, questions, or comments you may have to host@newshootercanada.ca, our Facebook page, or comment section on our website at newshootercanada.ca. Actually, you know what? I kind of jumped right into that. any comments on the email, Mike?
No, not really.
Okay. Very flattering. I'm just a humble guy. I don't know much about guns, and that's why I started the show. So it's very humbling when I get positive feedback and when we get positive feedback. So thanks, Jay.
Did you get a chance to check out their website?
No, I have not. Did you?
Yes, I did. They did the one thing that annoys me about every website out there.
Uh-oh.
They didn't put their prices up.
Oh, no. but otherwise, looks like a pretty good website. Where are they based out of?
That's the other thing I was trying to figure out. And from what I could tell, they don't really seem to have a base location. They're in Ontario, from what I could tell.
All right. Well, here you go, Jay. How about you write us back in and let us know where you're based out of, and perhaps some course information, some course pricing, and we'll be happy to pass that out to the listeners and send some contact information. Maybe we'll even have you on the show. All right. iTunes and Stitchers, none as of 12/08/16.
Or as of today. I didn't update the date.
Oh yeah, it's the 14th today. Facebook likes, we are at 872. So that brings us to the closing comments. We are giving away a limited edition New Shooter Canada hat. All you need to do is download our flyer. It's on the website, newshootercanada.ca. Take a selfie with it. Post it up at your shooting range, your favorite gun shop, or your work lunchroom. And if you're a government worker, I'm going with lunchroom. That would be awesome. Post your photo on the New Shooter Canada Facebook page or email it in to us so we can by the 24th. So we got 10 days as of this recording to be entered in the draw. So far, you have a 50-50 chance of winning because we've only got Mr. Uzi in so far. Don't let him win by default. Sorry, Thomas, but, you know, got to do it. Anyways, we're trying to promote the show, get the word out, you know, and you have a chance to win a free hat. Shout outs. How about you take that away first, Mike? Do you have any shout outs?
Sure. I'll give a shout out to all the other SOs and got people who helped out set up for the match this weekend, and all the competitors who didn't give me a hard time since it was my first time around.
Nice. My shout out's going to go to all the Olympic shooters out there. It's, you know, you guys put in all this time, effort, work, and, you know, it's got to be a little demoralizing to see, you know, especially like this Kimberly Rhodes, you know, she's just crushing it in the Olympics, and no respect, no love from the media, no nothing. So my shout out goes to all the Olympians, whether you medaled or not, to Cynthia and Linda of Canada. Respect. Total respect goes out to all you guys for all the work you guys do. So that's my shout out.
Awesome.
And so concludes episode 98. So until next time, keep your barrels pointed downrange, and more importantly, keep them smoking.
Time spent at the range is time spent with family.
Have a good week, guys, and in honor of Mr. Thomas, take a kid shooting.
Good night.
Cheers, guys.
I really like 22 Mag.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or feedback you may have, or if you just want to call shenanigans. You can contact us at host@newshootercanada.ca or through our Facebook page. The way they look, I
I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small. They're for sale until I want them all. I like guns. I like guns. I like guns.
That's just how we roll in this house. You're not first, you're last.
If you're not first, you're George.